Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is subdivision 2021-32, Riverwood.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for the Riverwood subdivision, a cluster subdivision consisting of 117 single-family lots.
Excuse me, hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, whoa, ho. We're having a public meeting here. If you want to have a conversation, there's a lobby out there, there's one in the back. All right, sir, go ahead.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for the Riverwood subdivision, a cluster subdivision consisting of 117 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management facilities, amenities, and other site improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, October 27th, 2022, subject to 19 conditions. The property is located on the northwest side of Phillips Branch Road, that's Sussex County Road 302. The final subdivision plan and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 17, Parcel 3. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So just one comment on this before we go. Let me just get my agenda real fast. This is one that has been the subject of a boundary dispute that doesn't involve Sussex County. There's some neighbors that are actually in litigation in Chancery with the applicant over who owns what. However, just for the record, this final site plan only approves the phases that are not encumbered by that dispute. We worked that out. I wanted to state that on the record. There's actually a note that appears on the final site plan that stated that it does not grant final site plan approval for the area in question, A, and that if the outcome of that quiet title action in the Court of Chancery, and I'm paraphrasing, but if the outcome of that quiet title action in the Court of Chancery ends up being adverse to the developer, they'll redesign the site plan to take that into account. So we're all good to go ahead, but I wanted to state that on the record.
So the motion I'm making will only apply for what you just described.
Yeah, okay. And it's on the plan, so you're good. It's just a regular motion, but just wanted to put that on the record.
Okay. Yes, and that parcel was intentionally not included in the memo for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-32 Riverwood, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan and landscape plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for subdivision 2021-32 Riverwood. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 1885, Rehoboth Senior Living, formerly known as Spring Arbor Rehoboth, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed three-story, 155,058 more or less square foot, 144 unit assisted living facility, parking, and other site improvements. A special use exception, Board of Adjustment case number 12,066, was granted by the Board of Adjustment for a convalescent home, nursing home, and or homes for the aged at its meeting of Monday, December 11th, 2017. The final site plan approval was granted by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, March the 24th of 2022. The site was considered to be substantially underway on February 2nd, 2021 through a site visit. Staff notes specific changes to the plans include changes to the building footprint from a total of 160,100 square feet, more or less, to a total of 155,058 square feet, more or less, a reduction of 5,042 square feet, more or less, a decrease in the provided parking from 102 spaces to 120 spaces. 50 parking spaces were added to the area to the rear of the proposed structure. A change from a one-story proposal to a three-story proposal was also included in those changes. Additionally, staff note that there are no proposed changes to the number of units, major external access points, or stormwater management on the site. The property is located on the southwest side of Plantations Road, that's Route 1D. Staff further note that the property is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID, and shall be subject to the payment of any related fees or improvements as required by DLDOT. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 331, Map 12, Parcel 52.01, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desired to act favorably on this proposal, staff requests that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, and staff have circulated copies of both the former and new plans for review by the commission and to aid in reviewing the proposed changes.
If nobody has any questions, I have a motion.
Okay.
So I move that we grant approval for the revised preliminary site plan for S1885 Rehoboth Senior Living, formerly known as Spring Arbor Rehoboth, with final site plan approval by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan, site plan 18-85 Rehoboth Senior Living, formerly known as Spring Arbor Rehoboth, as a preliminary of the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 22-20 Long Neck Community Bank final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of a 3,200 square foot bank, a 4,000 square foot retail building, and a 4,950 square foot retail building. The preliminary site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 26, 2023, contingent upon further delineation work for the existing cemetery, with final site plan approval to be made by the commission. A letter from the Parcell Funeral Homes and Crematorium explaining the status of and describing related next steps for the relocation of the existing cemetery on the site has been provided by the applicant. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning district is C2 Medium Commercial District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 262, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So just real quick for the commission's benefit, Mr. Whitehouse and I had a conversation on this one because they are proposing to relocate interred human remains, grave sites. And so the question was, there's a letter in the record from a funeral home, but we had an inquiry as to whether it seemed like there would be more than that's required. So Mr. Whitehouse looked into it, and it's a chicken and egg kind of situation, I guess.
Correct. There is a permitting process through the state of Delaware under Title 16, so any disinterment has to be through their process, and it has to be through an authorized funeral director, which is why we have a letter from a funeral director on the file. We considered whether it should be a requirement to submit that permit as part of the site plan process, but then when we looked into Title 16, the disinterment permit, once it's granted by the state, is only valid for 30 days from the date of issuance. So to require it as part of this, as part of our processes, would not be realistic at all.
It just wouldn't work.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. This can be approved as a final, right? Yep. Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to S22-20 Long Neck Community Bank, I make a motion to approve the final site plan.
I second the motion.
The move is seconded to approve the final site plan for site plan 22-20 Long Neck Community Bank. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Lands of James Grant, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots to be served by a 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.66 acres more or less, Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 0.66 acres more or less. Proposed Lot 3 will consist of 0.64 acres more or less. And proposed Lot 4 will consist of 1.40 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the use of the shared access road. Additionally, staff note that the parcel is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID. However, as this is the first minor subdivision for this parcel since the establishment of the TID, it will not be subject to the TID fee in accordance with the provisions of the Henlopen TID Agreement, Section 6C. The property is located on the east side of Beaver Dam Road, that's Route 23, approximately 0.16 mile north of Castaway Drive and Stokely Road, that's SCR 280. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 20. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, to include approval from the Sussex County Engineering Department for the provision of sewer connections to the subject properties.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of James Grant with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, including sewer connection approval from Sussex County Engineering.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of James Grant with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Sidney A. Hamilton, minor subdivision off of a 15-foot easement and lot line adjustment plan.
This is a minor subdivision plan and lot line adjustment plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands to be served by a 15-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 1.175 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 2.182 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will contain 41.833 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement is to be established for the use of the shared drive. The parcel is located on the south side of Memory Road, that's Sussex County Road 610, approximately 0.30 mile east of Shawnee Road, Route 16. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 430, Map 3, Parcel 20. And staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for the lands of Sidney A. Hamilton minor subdivision off of 15-foot easement and lot line adjustment plan with final approval by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 15-foot easement and lot line adjustment plan for lands of Sidney A. Hamilton with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Kathin, and I'm not even going to try that one. Maniar, minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
I'm really glad I didn't have to read that one into the record. This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands with access off of a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement over an existing private drive known as Meadowlark Lane. Proposed Lot 1 consists of 2.68 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot 2 consists of 2.67 acres, more or less. And the residual lands consist of 2.66 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road. That's Route 30, approximately 0.36 miles south of Mount Joy Road. That's Sussex County Road 297. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 21, Parcel 26.01. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, to include approval from the Sussex County Engineering Department for the provision of sewer connections to the subject properties. And staff also ask that any approval also be subject to the revision of the parcel number reflected in the site data column on the plan, and that this be corrected from parcel 26.03 shown to corrected parcel 26.01.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off of 30-foot easements for land of Kathan and Bahara Kumar main arm with final by staff upon all agency approvals, to include a sewer availability letter from Sussex County Engineering, and the parcels to be renumbered as read into the record.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement for lands of Kathan and Barak Kumar Maniar, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all their agency approvals and incorporating the other items stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is lands of Reynolds Pond Estates LLC, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with access off of a 50-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot three will contain 1.78 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will contain 1.78 acres, more or less. And proposed lot five will contain 1.78 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will contain 9.55 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement is to be established for the use and maintenance of the shared access road. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The parcel is located on the south side of Hummingbird Road at Sussex County Road 227, approximately 0.35 mile west of Isaacs Road, that's Route 30. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 28, Parcel 12.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion. Okay. Regarding the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for the lands of Reynolds Pond Estates LLC, I move to provide preliminary approval subject to staff review and approval upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Reynolds Pond Estates LLC with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of John and Nicole Scott, minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots to be served by 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.7501 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.7501 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.7501 acres, more or less. And proposed lot four will consist of 0.7501 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement is to be established for the use of the shared access road. The parcel is located on the west side of Scotland Road, that's Sussex County Route 434, approximately 534 feet south of Ross Point Road, that's Sussex County Route 448. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 232, Map 15, Parcel 54.02, and staff note that the department is now in receipt of all required agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant a preliminary and final approval for a minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement for the lands of John and Nicole Scott.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final approval for a minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement for lands of John and Nicole Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 1639, ordinance number 1864, Sunrise Condominiums, originally filed on behalf of Bethany Court, LLC. This is for a determination as to status of conditional use approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to provide a determination as to the status of conditional use 1639, which was approved by the County Council at its meeting of July 25th, 2006. The ordinance was for six multifamily dwelling units to be located in a medium density residential zoning district at tax parcel number District 134, Map 5, Parcel 4. The acreage of the parcel is 1.873 acres more or less. Although the approved multifamily dwellings were not constructed on the parcel, a site plan was approved for the dwellings on September 4th of 2007. The applicant has provided a chronology of the improvements constructed at the parcel and is requesting a determination as to whether the conditional use approval approved on July 25th, 2006 remains valid. Should a determination be made that the conditional use approval is no longer valid, the applicant will be required to submit a new application for a conditional use and pay an additional application fee. And a copy of the County Council meeting minutes approving the use, a letter providing the approval status of all agency approvals, and the code definition for substantially underway have been included in the Commission's paperless packet this evening.
Just for reference on this, because this comes up from time to time, I thought it'd be worth going through the code revision. It's section 115-174 of our county code dealing with conditional uses, and it kind of gives you a bunch of triggers and times. And so the first one is, the approval of a conditional use shall be valid for a period of 3 years after the date of approval, and thereafter shall become null and void unless construction or use is substantially underway during said three-year period. I'm going to jump ahead because it says construction shall be deemed to be substantially underway if the right-of-way has been cleared, the roadways, internal streets, and or parking areas have been rough graded, the drainage system and or stormwater management facilities have been rough graded, and erosion and sedimentation control measures are in place and being actively maintained. The code section also states any conditional use shall expire upon abandonment or expiration of the use. In this case, it says abandonment shall mean that the subject parcel remains idle or unused and that no construction activity is actively underway for a continuous period of 2 years, whether or not equipment or fixtures are removed. So that's what the code says. So there's two things. It's, do you get started in time on the front end, and then is it abandoned on the back end? So that's what you need to look at and decide on.
Any further discussion on this one? Because I'm going to make a motion to deny the request.
Well, I work there, and I haven't seen anything going on since the roads went in, and that's been done for years.
And I think the comment that Mr. Robertson just made with the two-year states clearly what the position would be.
Could I just add that you do not have all the information that's relevant to this decision?
Well, I will ask you a question then. What relevant information are we missing?
May I present it?
Well, it's not a public hearing.
It's not a public hearing.
No, but I do want to be able to make an intelligent decision based on the record.
And we're permitted to ask you a question, but I also need to advise you that this is not your opportunity to give a speech. This is your opportunity to ask answer the question. And the question is, what information is it that we are missing?
Well, first of all, I like the irony that I'm going to be the last one to appear before you this year. Let's not even go there.
Last one ever on a Thursday night, apparently, too, since we're switching
around. That's right. New era starting in 2024.
Okay, let me let me start this by telling you that I'm probably going to confuse you. And I say that because I've been dealing with this on and off for 2 years, and I confuse myself when I go through it. But this is the list of events. Conditional use 1639, it involves a 1.2-acre parcel of
land. I think we know that part.
All right.
Give me the 2 years.
It was approved in 2006. Final site plan approval was approved on May 16th, 2007.
Okay.
After 2007, there was a number of things done that you've read in the letter on the site. In 2009, the owner requested confirmation from the Planning Commission that the commission would consider the use substantially under construction, and the commission approved that request on April 22nd, 2009, and that's in the commission minutes. So the commission has already stated in 2009 that this conditional use was substantially under construction. Now, what's important to remember is that in 2009, the code section that Mr. Robertson referred to is section 115-174 of the zoning code. And it says what Mr. Robertson said it says. But it didn't say that in 2009. In 2009, it said, again, that it had to be substantially underway, which this was, because the commission said it was. And then all it said was, it was good unless the time expired under a condition, and there was no condition of time, or it was abandoned. All right, that's all it said. But it didn't say anything further. It just said abandoned. So, as of 2009, this conditional use was valid indefinitely unless it was abandoned.
But are you saying that the code change didn't apply retroactively to any conditional use that was in effect prior to 2009?
All the code changes I've dealt with have applied to applications filed after that date, but not to applications before that date.
I would disagree with that on abandonment when you're talking about a sunset or an abandonment. I mean, it's not...
Okay, well, that's...
I was going to say defined abandonment, because would abandonment mean that they just haven't worked there in that long?
Well, it says in the code, it says it shall mean that the subject parcel remains idle or unused and that no construction activity is actively underway for a continuous period of 2 years, whether or not equipment or fixtures are removed. That's what it says now. What Mr. Fuqua is saying is it didn't say that in 2009. My position is that that doesn't matter if it's said in 2009 or not. Abandonment
This many
applies.
Years have passed, so yeah.
I mean,
am I missing something?
Well, can I complete what I'm trying to present?
Okay.
All right. You asked the question, what does abandonment mean? Now, I understand there's a provision in the code that says abandonment means that you don't do work for 2 years. Okay, now I'll say that's a work stoppage, or I'll say that's a delay, or that's a postponement. But what abandonment is, and you asked for the definition, I pulled three off the internet. They all have a similar theme to them. To abandon something is to give it up completely.
I know what abandonment means, but I mean, how does it interpret?
For the record,
I know what job abandonment means.
It means to leave a place or a thing, usually forever, or it means to give up.
But that doesn't matter, because we have a definition in our code.
Yeah.
You have a definition in our code that didn't exist at the time that this conditional use was approved.
So it's been abandoned since 2009.
Right.
Yeah, nothing has happened
is that all the new information?
When was the last substantial improvement made? What was the date of the last substantial improvement?
It nothing other than the that it's been maintained, and the as part of this process, there was a dune crossing obtained from DENREC. That's still valid, and it's valid through December 31st. Of 2025. That's been valid since it was originally approved in 2006. My point being, there was no intent to abandon this, or you wouldn't be keeping your permits active. So
I understand what the code says. I question whether that code section actually applies to this. Let me just get to my point. What I was going to say to you, and this is the reality of the situation. If we file for another application, there's two hearings I had earlier today. Those applications were filed 15 months ago. So if we file for another application, by the time we get through county council, it's going to be 2 years. And I have a new buyer who's my client. They're ready to build these units. And it's like, I think it's a, and I don't want to say it's a formality, because obviously anything can happen. But, and again, if you look at an aerial photo, these entrances are there. You've driven past it. The road's there.
Well, Mr. Fuquay, I am in sympathy with you and your client, but I am in the minority, okay? But let me ask you this question. If we could mitigate the time issue on a new application, would that help your situation?
Obviously it would help the situation. What I wanted to request was that basically you would defer making this determination until December 31st, 2025, which is the expiration of the dune crossing permit, and basically allow these units to be built.
Oh, okay.
In which case this whole question would be moot. But now I understand, you know, the different sides of it, but I think there's an equitable side in favor of.
I don't understand linking it to the dune crossing. I can get a dune crossing permit in 14 days. I don't understand.
Well, this one's been valid though since the beginning, though. I was only using it to show there's no intent to abandon it, or
so
you wouldn't be renewing permits.
What you're alleging is that the existence of the dune, the continuous existence of the dune permit, is evidence that it has not been abandoned. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's. You wouldn't be keeping a permit or renewing a permit if your intent was to permanently abandon something.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure that's what you were saying.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're good. If you would take a seat nearby.
Is there an expedited path for us to revisit?
So, I mean, there could be. I mean, because we set our own agendas, well, sure. The council does. You know, I will say this. The reason that there's sunset provisions in the subdivision code and, you know, validities of approval for conditional uses and other types of developments is that at some point, and I'm not saying that's the case here, this is just the policy behind it, you know, those approvals become stale, and as we change the code or improve the code, you know, whatever it may be, you know, a development should adapt to whatever the standards that are in place at the time that it's being built, you know, more or less. But yeah, so if you were inclined to say that it's no longer valid, then certainly part of that motion could be to request that it be scheduled, you know, with hearings by P&Z and County Council as soon as possible. You know, with there's certain timeframes that are built in with notice requirements and whatever else may be required, but as soon as we can get on the agenda.
I also have sympathy for the position that, you know, they continue paying taxes on the property. They've, you know, to some extent maintained it. They've not made substantial improvements recently, but the code was different when it was approved, and I have some sympathy for the argument that they were acting under the code as it was, even though it wasn't super clear.
They've still exceeded the timeline, in my opinion.
I mean, the other thing is, too, I would just point out, for the commission's benefit, since we're down a person, there's the option that it
to defer
so you have a full commission to vote, depending on, you know, whether you think it's going to be close or not. So
I think that's
okay. Then I'm prepared to make a motion to defer any action on conditional use number 1639, ordinance number 1864, Sunrise Condominiums, originally filed on behalf of Bethany Court, LLC.
Second the motion.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1639, ordinance number 1864, Sunrise Condominiums, originally filed on behalf of Bethany Court, LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Carried. Thank you.
Everyone have a nice Christmas and enjoy your families.
You do the same. Thank you. Okay.
Keep that hat on for the next one.
Yeah, well, I'm good.
I think Bob should have to wear a themed hat every meeting, maybe.
There you go.
I don't know.
There you go. Well, you know, I like hats.
I like a crown.
I do wear a hat. I just, yeah, that's my Christmas special. Well, it's not my Christmas special. My Christmas special is missing in action.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Robinson pointed out.